0-0, and well, it's been an interesting 45 minutes as we are now actually approaching the 44. We're into the 45th minute as the ball now plays across right-hand side to Kevin Burgess, the skipper. Skipper slips there, and can McCarthy take advantage? He does well there, McCarthy. Holds the ball, plays up to a late challenge there, and,
and this is
that's retribution.
It's a red card, straight red.
And that's number Kevin five there. Kevin Burgess went straight through FC United, Manchester's skipper, and that was retribution for more than anything. And the referee saw it instantly into his pocket for the red.
There was no doubt whatsoever about his intention there.
And the ball chipped forward now. Beck holds the ball. Simple ball inside now to the number 11, David Ferguson. Ferguson is barged out of it by Logan, and by Joel Senior. And that might be a yellow card for Young Senior as well, because he's got to cross his man, taking him out.
Yeah, it's going to be
yellow. It's a second challenge similar to that. He got away with the first one.
Yellow card number four for FC tonight.
Well, there was plenty of players back there defending as well. Sometimes, you've got to just think about it, just not be quite as rash. Well, the free kick will be taken. Terence Grill-Braith. Again, they'll be looking to loft that ball into the 18-yard area. The big men are up there, Collins and Beck. Towards the back post it goes across goal. First shot comes in, it's a goal. Well, it was Beck, the man that got in front of Fagbole. He won the header, played it across. It was a tight, acute angle for Cartman, but he went low to the ground and he buried it into the bottom left-hand corner. And we talk about maybe from free kicks and conceding free kicks. Sometimes, Paul, you've got to be a little bit more resolute. Don't throw yourself in there.
I think the problem is that with a player like Beck, you might not win the first ball, but you've got to win the second ball. And then, particularly in the penalty area there, we had to be tight on everyone that's around him, and we let Cartman have too much space to squeeze the shot low into the left-hand corner.
Well, you thought so far, Paul, of this second half from FC?
Well, we kind of thought that, you know, we've got a man advantage and we'd come out and try and dictate the game a bit, try and take it to them. But it was Darlington that drew first blood, because basically we started getting reckless with challenges. We gave away a silly free kick, we didn't defend it properly, and we gave them a goal. And now we've got all the work to do.
As Beck doesn't win the ball, but it's picked up there by Sayers. Sayers outside the penalty area, plays it to the number 8, an opportunity. Can he cut inside, down the left-hand side he goes, it's a penalty. And it is a clear penalty, and it's FC United, the Manchester's Matty Hughes. Now he's been yellow carded, and it's another yellow card, he's going to go off, isn't he? And Matty Hughes now is sent off. Yeah, he just realised the referee.
Yellow.
So it's red. So it's now 10 men versus 10 men, and a penalty to the home team. And, well, Matty Hughes there, really, it was all the good work of Wheatley. Well, he's had five bookings. That was his sixth booking of the game. Six bookings so far this season.
That's seven. And that's seven bookings now. Seven yellows now.
And the referee trying to find the spot for Darlington.
So it's
Hughes, well, he'll have to get off the pitch a little bit quicker, because the penalty... The penalty is going to be taken, but he eventually starts jogging off. And it was a reckless challenge again, wasn't it?
I thought he went in with the wrong foot. I think that was part of the problem.
I think you're dead right. But anyway, it's going to be left-footed. And it's
saved.
Off the crossbar, saved by the goalkeeper, hit the underside of the crossbar and bounces out. And FC United, well, the 10 men against 10 men now. And FC United only find themselves a goal down. Great save, really. You've got to save from... Alisson, because he's got his body there, hits his underside of his body, and it flicked up into the crossbar, bounced back down, and it remains 1-0 to Turnbull. This is a bit of keep ball, but in FC's final third, and you understand why they're doing it. And then a killer ball in, and last ball to Cartman, and ball comes across. It's half cleared by FC United. The Manchester second ball is cleared to the halfway line. Touch and turn, and knock free kick given as the number 11 now, Ferguson, through the three players. First half shot comes in, goal. And that was
he was allowed to run pretty much unchallenged for 20 or 30 yards there. Got to the edge of the box, fizzed in a low shot that went through Allinson and into the net.
The downside was there, the referee got the wrong, because there was a free kick against McCarthy.
But he held the play to the whistle.
He played to the whistle, and then he just ran all the way through the number 8. It was Wheatley, wasn't it?
What, the goal scorer?
Yeah.
No, it was
I see, I was Ferguson. Just testing you, David Ferguson, the number 11.
Margie's going berserk on the touchline here about the decision, but he's not going to change his mind now. Joel Senior's having a chat with the referee, but he's not going to change his mind.
Well, no, he's not. And it was a free kick. It was poor refereeing.
You can argue all night long, but it's 2-0.
Anyway, it's going to be a throw-in eventually. That Fagbola is going to take on the far left-hand side. It's a long throw into the penalty area. Four white shirts converge upon the ball and win it. Fagbola has to chase all the way back to the halfway line. Joel Cini is the lone person there, and he hits the ball through the middle. It's chested down and given away by FC. Picked up comfortably by the number eight for the home team, and the ball given away. It's a poor ball. It allows Connor, Mike Connor, to try to charge on the right-hand side, and be careful, Connor. Oh, he's going to get himself sent off here. He won the free kick. The referee, I think, is going to go over to see the assistant referee and speak to him, because his elbow came out, his arm came out right across the player's head, and there's pushing and shoving and all sorts going on. And I think the assistant referee has probably seen that, and I think it will be another card, and I think it will be a yellow for Mike Connor if he's not careful here, and it could be a sending off. They clearly all saw it at the bench.
He got involved a couple of minutes ago with a silly incident on the touchline. He's gone and done it again.
Well, he's off. Mike Connor is going to be sent off because he has been booked already, unless he's going to have a stern talking to.
No, I don't think so. The card's out.
Yep, gone.
Goes from bad to worse, doesn't it? 2-0 down, 9 men of FC. Stephen Thompson plays it back to the left-back position. They can clear the lines comfortably. And it's a good touch there. Great touch by David Sayers. Sayers plays into the number 8 there now. He goes past one, goes past two. Can he get the shot away and just bend it in? Great defending from Joel Senior. But it's the 16 again. Thompson on the ball. Plays it out left-hand side now to David Ferguson. The ball comes across. It should be 3-0. It is 3-0. And it is that man again, Joseph Wheatley, ready to pounce. And it's FC United of Manchester. Three goals down here.